The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Everything trending today revolves around the vice presidential debate that happened last night. And people say that the two candidates were civil with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I feel like everybody's pretty much made up their mind. I don't know that another debate is going to be like, you know what, I've changed my opinion on this now. So I don't know.
Usually vice presidential debates don't move the needle one way or the other. As we say in the political game, when you're talking about polls, moving the needle. Yeah.
Moving the needle.
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody's discussing that, and that is pretty much all the top trending topics. But there are some other things going on. For example, there's another breakthrough on this Diddy thing. 120 new lawsuits. This attorney that's representing 122 people that are suing Diddy for a variety of crimes, including sexual assault, human trafficking, and a lot of other crimes. Now, they said 25 of the people that are accusing Diddy are minors.
Mm-hmm.
One of them as young as 9 years old.
Oh, no.
It's hard to talk about a 9-year-old boy. But they said, this lawyer said, as this story unravels, as this case unravels, that you're going to see a lot of high-profile celebrities named, including pharmaceutical companies, other big businesses and things like that that covered for Diddy, and they knew all along what was happening. So, yeah. I mean, a bombshell yesterday.
But remember, innocent until proven guilty.
Totally.
All of this stuff has to be proven in the court of law, including accusations from a 9-year-old.
Absolutely.
Or somebody who was a 9-year-old at the time.
Accusations that he used a horse tranquilizer on a woman. I mean, it just gets more bizarre by the day.
Yeah, so. if even an eighth of this stuff turns out to be true, it's just revolting and shows that he's not even human. He's a demon on earth. Yep. And anybody who participated in that kind of stuff, if it really happened.
Yeah, absolutely. Let it play out.
Mm-hmm.
The WNBA playoffs is feeling the burn after Caitlin Clark was eliminated. Her team was eliminated. The WNBA playoff ratings dropped by 50% since Caitlin Clark was eliminated and her team was eliminated. So, you know, the Caitlin Clark effect was real. I mean, it brought a lot of excitement to the game. But it turns out that, you know, people were excited to see her. That's just what it is. People were excited to see her.
And you think about it. Since the beginning of the WNBA, zero ratings and pretty much no interest at all. The NBA supports the WNBA and takes a huge loss every year. Caitlin Clark joins the WNBA, ratings skyrocket, record numbers of people showing up at games, sell out, you know, games. I mean, you can hate it if you want, but that's what the truth is of it.
Those were the
numbers. She changed. Yeah. It's because of her.
Yeah. And then something kind of lighthearted. Today's National Smarties Day. National Smarties.
I do like a Smartie. I'm not much on candy like that. I prefer chocolate and such, but I do love a Smartie.
I do too.
Chalky and everything.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about them. I don't think they have a lot of flavor.
And the texture for you, right?
It's a little too chalky.
Remember the lollies? They're Smarties made by Smarties, too.
Those are good.
Those are good, too. Yeah.
Those are way better, I think. But happy National Smarties Day.
Yay.
And those are just a few things that are now trending.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
From the Calitrin Studios, if you want to lose weight the healthy way, the right way, then go to tjriggins.com/weightloss and order Calitrin. They're great people, and they've supported us for a long, long time, and we would love for you to support them as well. Not just to support us, but because the product works. We just found out that since Lindsay has rejoined the show, I don't know, Riggins, I've forgotten how many battles that she has to face through life.
It's
like
hard.
The one that we just heard about. She bought some new earbuds, and she doesn't like them, but she has to wear them because what?
I have narrow ear canals.
So regular earbuds don't fit in her narrow ear canals.
Right.
Never heard anything like that.
I mean, they're just small ear. I don't know. I mean, is this a problem for some people?
It's just, I just have small air.
Like,
just
I need the squishy to, like, squish in there of the tip of the headphone. Mm-hmm. Can't use the hard ones.
How far are you trying to push them in there?
I mean, they're in there. I mean, I push them so that they don't come out because they're so little.
Yeah. I mean, when you worked with us before, was when we were still wearing the big headphones over the ears and stuff, or were we using earbuds by then?
I think I first started using the big ones, and then I bought some that were like squishy, and and I've lost them since.
Well, somebody said something the other day, and well, the worst kept secret in broadcast history, when we were supposed to just be, you know, laying hints as to who was coming back to the show and all, and then not knowing that Adam, our manager, had already put out press releases all over the world.
Right.
Welcome back, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Somebody said that they didn't want you coming back because I'm rude to you. Because back when you had a podcast that you did for us called Life with Lindsay, I called it Lifeless Lindsay.
I love that.
So that didn't bother you when I would call it Lifeless Lindsay?
Listen, that's the least of what we would joke with each other about. Like, are you kidding me?
I don't remember that, but it sounds like something TJ would say.
Yeah.
And I said it so often that it just became natural to say.
Yeah.
Like, even when I'm being serious, say, what is Lindsay's podcast? It's called Lifeless Lindsay.
Lifeless.
People were like, what kind of name is that? No, it's all fun. Mm-hmm. It's just fun. Y'all are fun.
Come on. Yeah. But people are a lot more sensitive now than back when you were young on the show.
Yeah, I don't love that part.
Yeah.
Now you're old.
Yeah.
Is that the part you don't love, that you're not young anymore?
Yeah. Exactly.
The sensitive.
I'm sensitive. Mm-hmm.
Well, she should reboot that. I mean, her life is totally different now than it was when she did that podcast. That podcast would be totally different.
Now it would be Lifeless Lindsay.
Yeah.
Really?
It could just be a minute and a half video every night that just shows her sitting there staring into space.
We're like, going to bed at 8:30.
Like, there's this Cajun guy that has millions of followers, and one of the things he does is just like, what we cook today? And it shows him just fixing his plate for dinner, and he talks about what all he ate. That could be Lindsay's thing every night. Lifeless Lindsay, just sitting there staring. What pajamas is she wearing tonight? Has she even made it that far yet?
Listen, if it gets the people watching, then okay.
Jody said, Lindsay's butt was dragging today, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I said, yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we got one good day out of it.
Yeah, that was it.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I hardly ever comment on celebrities' Instagrams and stuff.
Yeah.
But I had to last night. Right as I was going to bed, I looked, and there was the sweetest picture of, you know, Barry Bonds, the Hall of baseball great and, you know, home run champion and all of that. He had a picture on his Instagram, and he's smiling, this huge smile, which he never does. He seems like a miserable person most of the time to me. And he's smiling, and he's hugging this little boy. And the caption reads, "I will never forget this little guy, because I was sitting by the water relaxing, and this young man comes up to me and says, 'Hello, Mr. Bonds, can I just give you a hug?' Yes, yes, yes. You know why? Because I could really use one. Thank you." And then here's the picture.
Aww.
How cute is that?
I love
that. It's the sweetest thing ever.
I know. And of course, everybody was like, "Oh my God, it's so sweet. That is so sweet." So I just had to comment.
I'm scared.
What did you comment, TJ?
I put, "Gay."
Of course.
I was the only one that put something like that. Out of the 495 comments that were up there at that point.
Goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't well, say.
Good for you for standing out.
That is a terrible thing.
And then I got in the bed and I couldn't sleep because I was laughing so hard that...
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Oh, man.
Usually I end up regretting any comments that I make on, it doesn't even have to be a celebrity, but any type of person that has a following, I'll make a comment and it's usually funny, but then I'll go back and go, I don't want to, I delete it.
Yeah. Sometimes you read through comments and you go, who are these people? Yeah. Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah. And then the other day I did comment and I looked like a fool because it was the NFL CBS, Instagram, and they wrote, after the Detroit game, it was something along the lines of, most completions without an incompletion. And I put under it, very well written, ha ha ha. And then I went back to look at it later, and it was the second picture in the, whatever you call it, where you scroll over.
Oh, yeah, in the carousel.
So it looks like that I was commenting on the first picture, which didn't have anything written in it, really.
Yeah.
It's just like stats or whatever. I'm like, very well written.
Well, those stats.
Look up, grammar police.
Do you like leaving more negative or positive comments?
Sarcastic, whether you call that negative or
yeah, no, they're negative. You can just say negative. Yeah.
So yeah, that's more of my style, you know.
Yeah. It's just, you
know, like the other day I put on some sports podcast thing, I can't take anybody seriously who's wearing sunglasses inside, because one of the guys was wearing sunglasses and he always does.
Well, that needed to be said.
Yeah. And then I thought, well, I don't know him well enough. He may have something wrong with his eyes. And then I look like the jerk.
But yeah.
Then I couldn't find my comment, so I didn't go back and delete it. They must have already deleted it when they saw it. So.
Oh, probably cried themselves to
sleep. Oh, yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So my name is Riggins. Lindsay's back on the show now, and I was looking at her story yesterday on her Instagram story. What's your Instagram name?
Lindsay G. Bloom.
So you can go follow her if you'd like. But I saw her on her story in her living. It looks like it's in your living room.
Yeah.
You have a Halloween Christmas tree?
I knew this was coming up because it's so cute. It's a black glittery tree, and you put Halloween, you know, orange lights,
yeah.
Ornaments, any kind of ornaments, bats, ghosts,
yeah.
Glitter balls.
Yeah. That's the first time I
That was my nickname.
Glitter balls.
Nice. Glitter.
Hey, what's going on, glitter balls? This is the first time I've seen a Halloween tree in
yeah.
somebody's house.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, she really does like Halloween.
I'm into it. I mean, this is my jam.
She's part of what they're calling Adult-a-ween.
Yeah.
It's this trend. There's a poll out that says 69% of adults that don't expect any trick-or-treaters are still going to buy candy this year. I mean, just for themselves.
Yeah.
Now, I buy candy every year. I don't always get trick-or-treaters, but the whole point is I hope I get some, so I'm going to have this candy. I don't buy it just to get in the spirit of Halloween.
But you could go buy candy if you wanted it any time.
That's true,
but the Halloween candy's better.
Hey, my wife has Halloween-type candy at our house year-round
yeah.
because she loves like that type of candy,
yeah.
Jolly Ranchers and little mini things.
Uh-huh.
But I think Adult-a-ween, which, by the way, almost made me puke this morning when I saw that. I put that with people who dress up and get in the costumes and all that, and it's not for the kids. That's what it would mean to me, Adult-a-ween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing is just people who are trying to, you know, tank up on sugar.
Yeah, right.
You know.
And Lindsay brought in a bunch of Halloween candy yeah. for us to try. So, I mean, it's like a disaster zone. But my yeah. oldest brother, his favorite candy is not a Reese's Cup or a Kit Kat. It's Good and Plenty.
Ugh. Excuse me?
Do you know anybody that that's not 100 that eats Good and Plenty?
Yeah, I was going to say the only person that I know that likes Good and Plenty is my father-in-law.
It's like an old person candy.
He's in his nine, you know, he's in his hundreds.
Yeah. What is the ultimate adult candy? I just put this up on Facebook at TJ Riggins Show. What is the ultimate adult candy? My brother loves Good and Plenty. My mom, her favorite candy is a nonpareil. You can't even find those anymore.
Mm. Hmm.
A little chocolate.
A little crunchy. Like, yeah.
With like sprinkles on.
I can get down with that.
I think a Ferrero Rocher is an adult Halloween candy. You don't want to give a kid a Ferrero.
I don't even know what that is.
That's the one with like the hazelnuts on it. They come in the little.
Okay, so you're calling chocolate bars and stuff candy too. So
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's always Reese's then.
Oh, yeah.
Lindor truffles.
Lindor truffles is a good one.
Oh, yeah, the white chocolate ones.
Jerry said circus peanuts. You got to be 100.
Who's eating those?
Shelly said mounds. That's the dark chocolate and almond, I think.
Coconut. With
the
coconut in it.
That's a good one.
Almond Joy is the almond version.
I love Almond Joy.
I do, too. Whitney said York peppermint patties is the adult ultimate candy.
Yeah, or like Werther's Originals.
Somebody
like,
else said Werther's. I didn't even know that was a candy.
I'll take a Junior Mint over a York any day.
Junior Mints are
really good. That seems adult. Macy said a whatchamacallit, or however you spell it.
Oh, those are good.
A payday is definitely an adult candy bar.
Do you think
payday.
So?
Yeah.
Oh, I love
a payday. I've never seen a kid eating a payday.
No,
they're not opting for a payday.
Or like one of those hard peanut butter bars. Do you remember those? Yeah. Like my grandmother would eat them.
Mary Jane's and all that stuff. So we'll do everything that's trending coming up in Now Trending.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Again, all the top trending topics revolve around the vice presidential debate last night. That was CBS.
Yeah.
CBS covered that one. So
I didn't see it, Riggins, but at any point did Tim Walz say, mind your own damn business? We have a saying in Minnesota, mind your own damn business.
Not that I heard, but again, it starts at 9 p.m. Eastern. Oh. I mean,
who's watching that?
I watch the presidential debates that are that late, but I couldn't do it for the Veep.
I couldn't do it. We're getting old, huh?
Mm-hmm.
don't say.
That's all the top trending topics today. But Nicole Kidman stays booked and busy. I mean, there's a new trailer out for a movie she's in. It's called Baby Girl.
Okay, wait. This is my question, Riggins. Is the movie called Baby Girl or Baby Girl? Where does the accent go? Because it has a completely different meaning. If it's the accent is on girl, then it means an infant female child.
I don't know.
If the accent is on baby, it means a term of endearment for, you know, women that could be your love interests or flirty kind of thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. But in it, he says, like, good. So anyway, the plot of the movie, she plays like this high powered CEO and she falls in love with this really young intern. And I don't watch this kind of stuff, but the trailer that they put out is 2 minutes. It is hot and sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Women are going to love this movie, I think.
Women are just the loose ones.
DJ. Oh, man.
I don't know.
I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm just asking your opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about loose women, but and it's not like a 50 Shades of Grey. It's not like that graphic.
Yeah.
But it is. I don't know. It's sexy. I'll give her that.
And she's busier than she's ever been.
I feel like every 2 weeks there's a new Nicole Kidman show or a movie. I mean, good for her.
Good.
She's working.
Yeah.
But is it insensitive now to say busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest? Is that insensitive? My dad used to say that all the time. But that's how busy she is.
She's very busy.
If that's not insensitive, then that's where she is.
Yeah. No. But this young guy's like... kind of mistreating her, and if I'm like Keith Urban, her real husband, I'm uncomfortable watching this.
Yeah,
I mean, he's like sticking his thumb in her mouth. I mean, it's like, it's wild.
It's graphic. Yeah,
it's wild.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. I don't see how any of them do that. You know,
I know.
Watching their husbands and wives, and especially though, like Steven Tyler talking about the first time that he saw his daughter Liv doing a sex scene in a movie.
I
wouldn't want to see
you
that.
You can't. I mean, you close your eyes.
Hopefully Keith Urban was too busy like flat ironing his bangs to his forehead.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. Riggins gives him a hard time. And every time he does, whatever woman is around goes, oh, he is so sweet. He's sweet.
He's the best. I love him.
Do you like his hair?
I think he can pull it off for what he does. You know, I think he's a sweet guy. Act like I know him.
Sweet guy. What he does.
Yeah.
He can pull it off for what he does.
Me and Keith.
That's true. And then today is National Name Your Car Day. Do you guys name your cars?
No.
I did.
Oh, did you?
My little red Mercedes that, rest in peace, when I used to be on the radio, Little Twiz.
Little Twiz.
Little Twiz. Mm-hmm.
Come on, Little Twiz. We're going on an adventure.
Little Twiz.
So I had a really rough night last night, and I'm going to tell you all about it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So I'll try to share the story delicately. I had a rough, rough night last night. Didn't get a lot of sleep.
Which is odd for you, Regan.
It's really odd. I like a solid 8 to 10.
Yes.
Sometimes 11.
Yes.
I'll be honest. I went home over the weekend, and when I leave, my mom always, she cooks just for two. It's her and my dad. But she'll always save like a portion, put it in some Tupperware, and put it in the freezer. So when I come home, she loads me up with food that she's made. She knows I'll eat leftovers, no problem. Mm-hmm. And she gave me a stack of Tupperware, meatloaf, spaghetti meatballs, General Tso's chicken that she makes. It's really good. Chop suey, all that stuff. And then she said, I tried something new. It's called Marry Me Chicken. And I thought, I've heard of that. I've seen it like on TikTok, I think.
Yeah.
And they call it Marry Me Chicken because it's a dish like they encourage women to make for their boyfriends, because once he eats it, he'll go, oh my God, will you marry me? Yeah. I want to eat this for the rest of my life. And she gave me some of that. It was Marry Me Chicken over a bed of mashed potatoes. And I get why they call it Marry Me Chicken.
Yeah.
It is so good.
I've made it before. It is.
Have you really?
It didn't work for me to get engaged after that, but no.
Yeah, because it killed him.
Yeah, he did.
Well,
he did.
I ate it up, and
it's good.
I texted her. I said, that was amazing. She goes, I know, so good. Fast forward to, I didn't know how you make it or anything. I went to bed, and about an hour later, my stomach started hurting so bad. Let me just say, after I went to bed, I had to take two showers.
Oh. Nice.
Intense.
What?
Ooh. Intense.
Oh, my God. Cream, butter, Parmesan cheese, like fried chicken cutlets kind of like based in the sauce or whatever.
Rich.
It's a little rich, maybe. I'm not lactose intolerant. Two showers. After I laid down for bed.
Oh, man.
So, and then.
So you're tired.
I'm a little tired and I'm a little dehydrated. And I'm not going to say don't make this for your boyfriend, but if he's anything like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're sensitive.
I'm a little. My stomach's a little sensitive. I get that.
Yeah.
But I definitely am not feeling in the mood to propose after I have to take a shower after eating something you eat.
But you know, Riggins, you made. I always look at the bright side of things.
Yeah.
If you would have been a soldier in the Civil War, you would have survived through the whole thing. The number one cause of death during the Civil War was diarrhea, dehydration from diarrhea, and they had an honor system where they wouldn't shoot anybody while they were doing their business.
Oh, right. Wow. Yeah.
So you would always, as much as you have diarrhea, nobody would ever shoot you. They'd be like, oh, we can't shoot him. He's having diarrhea.
A lone like survivor right here. God.
That'd be your defense mechanism.
He's still going. No, like we'll just go find somebody else to kill. So, Marry Me Chicken, delicious but dangerous.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
Sponsored by the Richard Takato Companies. Interest rates going down. Richard Takato is the mortgage expert. If you need help, you need some extra money to pay off bills or do home improvements, whatever. A refi may be what you need. So go to homewithrichard.com. Homewithrichard.com. Is nobody else going to say anything about Lindsay matching her hair clip to her Stanley mug thing today? Did you not do that on purpose?
No, but oh, I'm loving that.
Is it not the exact same color, probably?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so since you didn't do it on purpose, then I won't hold it against you.
Oh, I'm loving that.
I mean, that would be the ultimate legally blonde situation, you know, like Reese Witherspoon in the movie.
Yeah.
Do you eat a lot of junk at home?
No, just because I don't keep it, because the kids will just eat, go through it. You know, they'll just eat it all.
So is this kind of like going to be your escape to be able to eat a bunch of junk? Because she brought tons of candy this morning and has already been in it I think pretty much consistently the whole time that we've been here.
Yeah. Do
you- oh, yeah. I see the wrappers over here. Yeah. I just noticed.
Take Five and Reese's Pumpkins. And
yeah. I've already thought of some things we can do in the back room, like maybe some shelves with like cute little baskets of snacks.
Have at it.
I'm going
to do what you
do
need
it.
To do.
I'm buying some like coffee syrups, put them back there.
Girl it all up.
I am.
Whatever.
You need, we got to, that's yeah, an issue.
It's a mess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's cool. I'm here now.
It's cool.
You know, I'm here now.
This office and everything gets cleaned when Jody says, I bet that office is disgusting. Y'all haven't done anything with it. And then she comes up and does it.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of guys in one room. It's just, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's might clean. Need a feminine, it's just,
it needs a feminine touch, maybe.
For sure. Yeah.
Did you say it's clean?
I mean, it's. I don't feel like it's disgusting. I just feel like it's kind of.
Well, the other room is disgusting.
Well.
Yeah.
To put it in perspective, a couple of days ago, there was a dead roach over there at the corner. Rob walked by, and he went like this and just kicked it out of the way.
He saw him do it. It's still there. What?
Didn't even pick it
just
up.
Just to give
oh
you kind
God.
Of a context of what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Guys are gross. Rob's really gross.
Yeah.
I'm surprised his underwear is not in the floor back there in the other room.
Yeah.
It's a little slovenly. Mm. I've never seen somebody kick a roach like that, though.
It was in my way. I didn't want to mess with it.
You didn't want to like get a napkin and pick it up? And
I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, if a bug comes in here, Lindsay, you should see them scatter. Like they, like they'll be jumping up on the desks and everything to get away from it.
Okay, so I have some things to...
Yeah, you got to bring your bug-killing country girl stuff in here.
Yep.
Because they're not going...
I can get my
They're
hands messy. I got two kids. I can get my hands messy.
Yeah.
My dust buster. And...
Yeah, bring it all.
Yep.
And Jody will be glad that she doesn't have to come back up here. Because we used to do our podcast in here, and I had to hear it every week when she came in. This place is a mess.
Yeah.
So.
Who needs that?
I know. Nobody. That's who. No damn body. All right. We got more coming up. Hang on.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So we were talking about it a little while ago. They're calling this season Adult-a-ween because it's now an adult holiday more than it is a kid's holiday. Like, I think it's official. Mm-hmm. We've now crossed that threshold where it is more about adults than it is about kids. Something about that is a little sad.
Just like the toy aisle kind of like any department store, any big box store. It's for adults.
It's kind of like that. 58% will decorate their house in some way, even if it's just a pumpkin on the porch. We found out a couple weeks ago that there's a business where you can hire somebody to decorate your front porch. $1,500 to stack pumpkins on your front steps. $1,500.
Crazy.
But it does look adorable.
Yeah. Oh, it's fall, y'all. Hello, pumpkin. I saw somebody that had a garden flag that said, hello, pumpkin. And I thought, what the hell does that mean? I was reading it wrong. I thought, hello, pumpkin. I went, what does that mean?
Hello.
Oh, no. Hello, pumpkin. Got it.
Yeah.
But adults are into Halloween. And this week we found out that Lindsay, since the summer, has been planning her family Halloween costume.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you tease anything about what the costume will be?
Well, of course, it's a movie that my kids love. They watch it twice a day.
Okay, so it's a...
It's a movie. You know, it's a Disney movie. They love it.
It's a Disney movie.
Yeah.
And does it take convincing to get your husband, Kyle, in a costume for this?
He doesn't know until the day of, and then I just hand... I'm like, put this on.
And he's a good sport
about it? A good sport. I mean, he's super easygoing, but I mean, he doesn't love it by any means. He's not like, yes, you know? But he does it, because the kids... If the kids weren't involved... He would not do it.
He's not doing it.
No.
He's really? Chicago. He's not dressing up in a costume.
Yeah, I mean.
Before you had kids, though, you were all into dressing up for Halloween events and all that. He wouldn't dress up with you if you didn't have kids?
He would. I mean, I would, like I said, I would spring it on him like last minute. He's not like a planner. I wouldn't talk to him about it for months. Like, it was in my head.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't, you know, tell him my thoughts.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, if more wives would not tell their husbands their thoughts all the time, it would be stronger marriages all over the place.
Well, TJ, you take a hard stance about adults celebrating Halloween. But if I recall, when you met your wife, you were both in costume and you were adults.
I wasn't.
You were not?
No.
You were not?
No. I was just, my hair was just so ridiculous. It looked like a costume. It looked like a Party City wig before there was Party City. Big old mullet.
Cool wig,
like
man. Costume. Yeah.
You're a rural Louisianian.
Yeah.
With a mullet.
Yeah.
Did she, was she a scary Raggedy Ann, or was she just like a cute?
No, scene? You know, she doesn't like scary. I don't do scary.
Right.
Yeah.
I do cute, not scary.
I like scary.
Is it out of the question for you two to get dressed up now, even if you go to a Halloween party? I mean, would you, you know,
yeah,
agree
I would.
To it?
Yeah, I get if she really wanted to do it, I would, depending on what the costume was.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I guess I would just lose respect for her. I mean, that's no big deal.
Yeah,
I just can't look at you. And say, what was the last? Who's the last person you dressed up as?
Borat.
Oh, okay. So it was a while ago. Yeah.
The first Borat.
Yeah.
Before anybody else was really into Borat. I was like, this is going to be funny. And people didn't know who it was. It looked exactly like him, too. And people were like, who are you? Borat. Very nice. And they're like, oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah, cool. I love that movie. Yeah. More next.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
The Joker sequel is out this Friday. They're eyeing a $140 million opening, so a monster movie. Now, no pun intended. You know, this is the second Joker movie starring Joaquin Phoenix, Lady Gaga, and I think it's a musical. There's a lot of music in it.
Yeah, I heard it was terrible.
Yeah, I have not heard good things.
How could it not be terrible?
Because they eat it. The superhero fans will eat it up.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't. But that doesn't mean that it's good.
They'll defend it with their lives.
I mean, but they're drones and zombies at this point, Riggins. They'll just go and they'll march in there, and they'll sit down and they'll do what they're programmed to do.
Mm-hmm. More Joker. Yeah. I watched the first. I tried to watch the first one. I got to halfway through. I was like, oh, this is dark.
It's awful.
It's not fun.
See?
I hated it.
Yeah, even Rob isn't quite there in drone status yet. Superhero movies.
There's still hope for
those
him.
Comic book movies.
Jimmy Carter celebrated his 100th birthday yesterday, and there's video out of him enjoying a flyover from some military jets. And I'll say, he is 100 years old, but he looks 100 years old. I mean, it looks like it's weakened at Bernie's.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's crazy. Bless his heart.
His mouth is wide open. You know, it's tough to see a 100-year-old person that's, you know, the spirit is there, but the body is.
Yeah, that's hard to watch. Yeah.
So, happy belated birthday, Jimmy Carter. Kind of sad news. If you turned on TV yesterday, you saw all those rockets being fired into Israel. It is one of the top trending topics today. And now the world is holding their breath, waiting to see how Israel is going to respond to this. But the videos were shocking. I mean, you just see hundreds of missiles in the night sky just coming in. I mean, it was scary to see. And then World War III started trending. It was like, oh my God, I can't. It's just a lot. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if Israel wanted to, they could have already taken out every country surrounding them in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they could obliterate all of them in 5 minutes, but they don't. They show restraint. They try to show, you know, humanitarian effort and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But
if they really wanted to, they could end it all and not have any problems surrounding them if they want.
Yeah. Am I too fat to get drafted, do you think?
Yeah. And old. You're too old.
Oh.
I'm old. Fine. Yeah. I mean, I'm okay being fat. I don't want to be too old to be drafted, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fat's fine.
Fat is fine. I can lose weight.
Yeah.
I can't get any younger.
Yeah.
More coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Y'all want some sweet news?
Yeah.
Something sweet out of the news. We get so much sad and bad news, so I got some sweet news.
Okay.
Two male flamingos hatched an egg at the San Diego Zoo and are now caring for the chick. Zookeepers let them do it after they cared for a fake egg earlier this year.
Oh.
Yeah. The two male flamingos' names? Riggins and Rob.
Wouldn't that be cute?
That would be cute.
So they've turned these flamingos gay. is what they've done. For all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Is there a picture?
Because they're two male flamingos that have now adopted a chick.
Why were they raising? Why were they raising a fake egg in the first place?
Because they were trying to turn the males into the female roles.
Like, see if they could do it before they really did it.
Maybe because there aren't, you know, maybe the females aren't doing what they're supposed to do when it comes to, you know, hatching the eggs and everything. So they're trying to get the men to help out, you know, just like in real life in U.S. America.
Please.
You know, that's why so many men are cooking and, you know, dusting. That's why you see men in Swiffer commercials, which is ridiculous.
That's crazy talk. Mm.
Is the egg pink? That's a stupid question, isn't it?
I don't think so, because the flamingos, they say, are pink because of their diet. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, really?
I don't think the egg would be, I don't know, maybe.
I could just see a girl be like, Daddy, I want a pink egg. Get me a pink egg,
That would
Daddy.
Be me. Yeah. That would be me. I want a rose gold egg, Dad.
Yeah, so I'm sure when the chick gets to, you know, certain size, they can put a I have two dads t-shirt on.
Yeah.
I think that's cool that they can manipulate nature that way.
Mm-hmm. Where is this?
San Diego.
Oh. Okay. Mm.
Of course, it's in California. I've been to that zoo. It's the famous San Diego Zoo, yeah.
Pandas there.
Mm-hmm. And we called you from that exhibit, didn't
we? Yeah.
Because you love pandas.
I love pandas, too.
Never seen them in real life. I was real jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they don't come up close. You have to look. Yeah. It's like you can barely tell that it's not somebody in a costume. You know, they're so far back into the little habitat area there.
It's just a guy in a costume, a panda costume.
If I'd have paid that entry fee just to see the pandas, I would have been mad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not worth it, really.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So today is National Random Acts of Poetry Day. National Random Acts of Poetry. I don't write poetry. I wish I could write a poem. I think that'd be kind of cool. You write a good poem.
Uh-huh.
But since it is National Random Acts of Poetry Day, I asked AI to write us some poems with some clues. So it said, like, tell us about who you want to write about. And I said, I want to write a poem about my friend Lindsay.
Yeah.
And they said, well, tell me something about Lindsay. I said, well, she's blonde, she's tan, she's got some huge boobs.
Oh, gosh.
And I like her a lot. So this is what the chat box, random AI, wrote about Lindsay.
Can't wait.
This is my poem about Lindsay. In a world where voices dance and play, Lindsay shines, a star in the fray. Her laughter, a melody, soft and bright, illuminates the air like the warmest light. Golden strands frame her sun-kissed face, in every word a rhythm, an embrace. Her spirit fierce like waves on the shore, captivating hearts. Oh, who could ask for more? With every broadcast, she paints the scene, a siren's call, playful and keen. Her presence like summer brings warmth, and yet in her company you'll have no regret. So here's to Lindsay, the voice of the night, with charm that ignites and sets hearts alight. In every moment shared, let laughter unfold, for in her embrace the world turns to gold.
I'm crying.
Yeah, there's a little poetry slam.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
and they snap, right?
Yeah. Mm. So I did say she's on the radio, she's tan, you know, blonde hair, she's playful, she's funny. So I thought that did a pretty good job. It's better than what I could do.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. I think we should start using the term keen a lot more.
Keen.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite adjectives now. You know, that is so keen.
It's a good word.
Yeah.
It's very keen.
Mm-hmm. So
keen. And I did some other poems, but I don't know if we'll have time, but maybe we'll get into that later.
Maybe we can do them in extra funny.
Okay.
Today.
Yeah.
I got a great one for one tech D Rob.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Right.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay. We have a little clip here from what I think is the new beauty expert online, you know, on the social medias. What was that guy's name that got canceled, Riggins, that was everybody was watching, that young guy who was doing makeup tips and all that stuff?
Yeah, James Charles.
That's right, James Charles. Well, this is the new James Charles.
Really?
But this guy lives in Mississippi, and he works at the Sonic.
Oh,
but okay. But he's got all the beauty information.
Girl, you don't need much. The only thing you need is that lip gloss. That's all you need, a little lip gloss. You put that little lip gloss on, hey, that makeup ain't gonna do nothing. Put that lip gloss on, boo. Forget that mascara and fertilizer, whatever y'all put on y'all face. Put that lip gloss on, boo.
Fertilizer.
Love that.
So, yeah, all you need is that little lip gloss. That's it.
Yeah. Little lip gloss.
It's not a big lip gloss, a little lip gloss.
Lindsay, you coming in here with all that fertilizer on your face.
Yeah.
You got all that fertilizer.
What am I doing?
I like a lip gloss on, girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shining.
I like that song called Lip Gloss.
Lindsay, were you doing some sort of an influencer type thing the other day when you were talking about that lip gloss you were wearing?
I was.
And you look like you were wasted behind the wheel of...
behind the wheel of the car?
I mean, y'all, this is like the best. It looks so... I mean, look at it. She's just like
my lips are all in. Yeah, I'm really trying to sell it.
Well, is that going to work?
What are you trying to sell? Blow and go.
Yeah, right.
Is that what they call the thing in your car?
I want drunk.
Riggins, do you remember that time when she was in our office back when she worked for us the first time, and she put on some kind of that stuff that's supposed to plump your lips, and it set her lips on fire?
Yeah, I think we work with a company or something set her lips on fire.
And, you know, it had, like, cinnamon in it. I'll never forget. They were like, it's going to burn a little bit. No, my lips were about to fall off.
We put jalapenos in your lip gloss and make them pop.
Yeah, it's cayenne.
Yeah.
Cinnamon.
But she would try any of that stuff.
Yeah, I would.
You
know,
you still like that? You'd try any of it?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. I'll do about anything, so.
Yeah. Well, all you need is a little lip gloss. And I hope you ladies got that.
Yeah.
Just that little lip gloss. That's all you need.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.